It's 9 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Rebecca Curran. We bring you some breaking news. A helicopter believed to be carrying 18 people has ditched west of Shetland. A spokesman for CHC Helicopter has confirmed to North Sound in the past half an hour the alarm was raised at around 20 past six, around 2 miles off Sumbra. They say appropriate authorities have been informed and the company's incident management team has been mobilised. Now, it is being reported that 9 people have been taken to Lerwick by a helicopter. At this point, we cannot get that confirmed. We will bring you the latest as soon as we get it. Meanwhile, a major rescue operation has been launched. It's been coordinated by Shetland Coast Guard with the help of 2 RNLI lifeboats, one from Aith, the other from Lerwick. A spokesman from the RNLI confirmed a number of helicopters are also being deployed. A Northlink ferry travelling between Shetland and Aberdeen was diverted to the scene. A spokesman from the company confirmed the ferry is full of passengers and received the call to help just after 7 o'clock. The police and ambulance service are standing by in Lerwick. Police Scotland say they were aware of the incident and are working with the Coast Guard. Meanwhile, the MSP for Shetland, Tavish Scott, is hopeful everyone on board is safe and well.
The important aspect to this kind of potentially terrible incident is that lives have not been lost, and at this stage we simply don't know what has happened other than that a helicopter has ditched. I know that scheduled flights tonight from the mainland of Scotland to Sumbra were all turned back to their destination airport, so it's obviously extremely serious indeed. But our thoughts are obviously with those who are directly affected by tonight's incident.
Now, this incident comes just weeks after another model of helicopter was deemed fit to fly in the North Sea. Finlay Duncan joins me now with some more details.
Yes, Rebecca, although not confirmed at this stage, it appears that this particular helicopter is of a different type to the Eurocopter Super Puma EC-225. That craft, of course, has only returned to the skies within the last few weeks after it was grounded following a ditching again off the coast of Shetland last October. On that occasion, everyone was rescued safe and well, but it was the second such incident last year. A ditching in the North Sea earlier had occurred in May, with the EC-225s being grounded for a shorter period of time. The oil and gas industry had to do without the EC-225s, one of its most common helicopters, for months. Only after rigorous tests by the manufacturer Eurocopter working with aviation authorities was it allowed to return to the skies. The RMT's Jake Molloy spoke to North Sound on the 7th of August when the EC-225s returned to operation.
As confident as I can be at this stage that what I've seen and heard should prevent another accident, but I'm not going to patronise the guys offshore by saying that they are 100% safe, and because I don't fly in them, it's really not for me to say whether I would be boarding them or not. It's for the guys who are going to be flying them.
Thanks, Finlay. Now, an emergency incident management team has now been mobilised. North Sound has requested a telephone number for anyone concerned. Stay tuned. We will bring you it as soon as we get it.